Well, this is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I read a note that you were up for 30 hours. You poor thing.
Yeah, we
just last week, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm off of Texas. I haven't been that tired, and I don't remember when.
Are you serious? You know what I'm going to tell you, this weekend was like, I was at parties all weekend, and it was like in the desert heat, humid. We had rain, and I was just like, I felt wiped out just from the heat.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine how you feel. You know? Yeah, I was like, I was reading a note, and it said, listen, he's been up for 30 hours and needs to sleep. Call Monday. And I was like, oh, boy, good thing I didn't call him.
Yeah, I mean, I was half dead to the world. Like, I mean, it took
and
everything
listen,
I
it's
had.
Like, don't even talk to me at that time.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm dead dog tired, I tell my kids, don't even ask me questions. And they're like, well, isn't that the best time? Like, because you're kind of out of it. And I said, no, because trust me, when I get my sleep and I get back to, what did I just say yes to? Oh, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't want to keep you too long on the phone either, you know, because I know you're busy, but I was just following up in regards to the Yelp ads. I don't know if you remember, we had talked about that.
Yeah.
And just to kind of get your feedback on it.
Yeah, I want to do it soon.
Okay.
It's been a super expensive month. I had about over 10,000 in breakdown.
Oh, wow.
Services.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You know, just like, you know, I've been hit like one day after another.
Left and right. When it rains, it pours, huh?
Yeah, it does, for real.
Oh, man. Yeah, I hear you. I know.
I'm
it's like
back now. And,
okay.
Yeah. I need to sit down and restructure, and you know,
you just need to wait a little bit longer. Okay.
Yeah.
Should I follow back up with
like,
you in a month or so, or you tell me?
Let me see. Yeah, maybe towards the middle of next month. You know.
Okay.
If I don't reach out to you sooner.
Okay. I'll put mid-September, call back mid-September.
Yeah,
okay.
I know in a couple of weeks we'll be more caught up on everything and
okay.
Start, you know, structuring things.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, definitely you always want it to be at a good time, right? Not when it's like, oh, man, sometimes we got to play a little bit of catch-up, right, and kind of just re-look at everything. But, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
if I don't hear from you sooner, you know, then – I trust me, I know. It's like I tell my husband with accounts, I'm like, were you buying something on Amazon? I was literally going to call my bank and tell them, like, that's fraudulent because I had, like, three back-to-back payments, like 30-something, 40-something, 20-something. And I'm like, that just seemed odd. Like, why would I have it back-to-back? So my cousin's like, before you call your bank, ask your husband if he bought something. I'm like, Anthony, did you buy something? He's like, yeah, I did. And I'm like, oh, my God, dude. It's like robbing Peter to pay Paul. I got to move money out of one account to cover it now because I had other bills going through. Like, you got to let me know these things. He's like, oh, I didn't know I had to ask permission. It's not permission. It's like you got to let me know. Because, you know, I have certain money and savings for certain things, and I got to move it around, right? So I always call it robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah. So that, like, you know, people asking a question when you're tired, like, my wife, been about a month now, but see, you know, I asked if I wanted to go to a concert, like, you know, it's Maroon 5, I like them, I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool, and then, like, a month later, I'm going through all the credit card statements, there's one for $500, $500, I'm like, what is this? Man, and she's like, it's those tickets. I'm like, you bought $500 worth of tickets? Like, you know, for me and her. And I was like, I wouldn't agree to that. Like, but you said I could buy them. I guess I didn't know the price. Like, man.
You're like,
maybe
you should tell me the price. Right.
Yeah. $50, you know.
Yeah, you're like 50, 60 bucks. Okay, cool. You know, I mean, I could, sure, you're like, but 500.
Yeah, are we going back to VIP and meeting the meeting Adam Levine.
Right, no kidding, huh? You're like, I hope. Yeah. I mean, for that price, does it come with dinner?
Yeah, really. Massage.
You know, I had a friend that invited me to a game, and she's like, well, I got one ticket. And I'm like, okay, well, I know it's the baseball team I like going against my husband's favorite baseball team. And I'm like, but it's one ticket. And I thought about it. I'm not going to lie for a second. I thought about it because he probably wouldn't want to go anyways. But even so, it was like, okay, well, how much is it? $70. Okay, wait a minute. This is a nosebleed seat, and I'm paying $70. Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah, I'm cool. Like, I'm not trying to be, like, at the very, very, very top of the last row. You know what I mean? I'll get a better seating watching it from TV.
Exactly. That's how I am.
Like, yeah. Because to me, the way I see it, $70, and then if I get a snack there, that's like another $30, so forget it. You know what I mean? It's not worth it.
I'm like, yeah, I'm cool. See anybody. Like, it'd have to be something really special. You know?
Yeah. For
if
sure.
I don't know.
My cousin went to a concert not too long ago at SoFi Stadium, and I was like, are you serious? That's how much. Her friend got, like, I guess the floor seats, and it was, like, literally $5,000 a ticket. And that's insane. You know what I could do with $5,000? I could pay off a lot of credit cards. You know what I mean? To be done with them. I'm like, that's crazy. I just don't.
I'd have to be a multimillionaire, too. Like, and I don't think I'd even spend $5,000.
No.
Even if I was just breaking in money hand over fist.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. That's why I was like, yeah, I'm good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, listen, I hope you still get some more rest, and then I'll check back in with you mid-September. I mean, unless if you call sooner than then, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I hope you have a good rest of the day. Hang in there.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you are so welcome. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.